The coronavirus crisis means that couples who live together are now doing just about everything together. They are co-workers, roommates, and in some cases, they are the only human contact for one another for the foreseeable future. WBEZ's Patrick Smith spoke with some Chicago area couples counselors to get their advice on making prolonged isolation with a partner work.
Last weekend, my wife and I worked for several hours cleaning and sprucing up our home office to prepare for a long time of working from home together.
Right, so we spent like most of Saturday cleaning out this room and making it all nice.
Yeah, we did. We spent a lot of time on this.
How many minutes have you spent working in this office since we cleaned it out?
The thing is you do talk kind of loud on the phone.
My wife's name is Mina Bloom. She works for the website Block Club Chicago. She's a reporter, so she asked me questions, too.
What do you think is working as far as us working from home together?
Well, I mean, I have this awesome setup in this office, so that works well for me, and you've just been relegated to the very uncomfortable dining room so far. So that part's working out great for me.
Yeah.
By accident, we're kind of doing at least one thing right in this working from home together thing. All of the counselors I talked with said, if you can, you should be working in separate rooms.
Don't stay in the same space where you're going to annoy each other and be on each other's space.
Julia Kazani is a marriage and family therapist. She says it's really important for couples to be regularly talking through what's working and what's not working, and then negotiating over the problem areas, like who gets the good workspace.
And sometimes maybe you can switch the rooms if one is better than the other.
And even though which room you get to work in may seem like a small thing, therapist John Hughes says talking through and resolving any issues as soon as possible is going to be a big deal during social isolation.
Because one of the biggest threats to relational security right now is going to be people feeling like it's not fair, it's not equitable.
Hughes says that's why couples can't just keep doing what they were doing before the coronavirus crisis started. For example, he says often couples with children have very specific tasks with the kids that are based around work schedules. Same with stuff like household chores. With the work schedules completely changed, each person's responsibilities should be changing too.
Don't keep doing business as usual because it's not business as usual.
So if you're listening to this right now and your partner is staring daggers next to you, it might be because you're still cleaning up like you're spending 10 hours at the office every day instead of spending all day, every day at home. Which actually brings up another tip I heard from every therapist I talked to, and something Mina mentioned to me. The importance of setting a schedule and sticking to it, so the workday doesn't just slip unnoticed into the evening. And Hughes says couples should go the extra mile to make some of those evenings together special. A reminder that you aren't just co-workers and roommates.
A threat to a relationship is boredom. And this time is such fertile ground for boredom and lack of newness to really thrive. And so it requires a concerted and intentional effort from partners to fight against that.
Hughes says he has one client who is making sure to make dinner with his partner an event. They plan out the menu, get dressed up, and set the table. Armed with all this new advice, I asked my wife,
Do you think we're going to be as happy and this will be working as well 2 months into this isolation?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I just think that we're a really good pair.
That's very sweet. Although, just so you know, I'm going to cut out all the stuff about what a great couple we are and how things are working out well for us.
I figured.
Okay, thanks. Well, what? All right, get out of my office.
Okay.
Patrick Smith, WBEZ News.